All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Paul Cooley, and may I welcome you to the first real official Team Reclaim training call, where we're going to be talking about ruling your day, talking about mindset, skills, and strategies in order for you to ultimately manage your day correctly, strategically, where you can gain the maximum results, because ultimately that's what we're after, but on multiple levels. So that is what we're going to be talking about. I'm very excited about this. So again, for those of you that are joining, welcome. Again, if there's any questions, comments, if you're listening online, there should be a box where you can type in your questions and comments. So please feel free to take advantage of that. So we're talking about ruling your day, and I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, so don't take up too much of your time. But I really see this being an epidemic for entrepreneurs as well as non-entrepreneurs. And ultimately, we have to come to the understanding that you are either ruling your day or your day is ruling you. And if you have found yourself at a time where the day is ruling you, chances are ultimately that probably means you're allowing other people to rule your day with tasks and things that are going on, activities, events, where really you're not necessarily living your day very intentionally. Because those that are ruling their realm, whether it's in the marketplace or in their office, at their home, whatever the case may be, it does not happen on accident. And it's a mistake to think, and it's a mindset that has to be destroyed where, well, one day I'll be successful, or someday this will change. One of these days I'm going to have awesome kids. One of these days my marriage will be good. One of these days my business will explode. That's the wrong mentality to have, and that will ultimately lead to a bunch of disappointment for you, because that is not how you go about it. It's not this, well, one day thing. No, it is done strategically and intentionally with effort. It takes effort. Ruling your realm is not for the lazy. And when it comes to ruling your realm, you're not going to be able to rule your realm in the marketplace, at home, in the office, financially, if you're not able to even rule your day. And ultimately, that is managing your day wisely. Because how you live, and get this, how you live today is ultimately how you're going to live your life, because your life is made up of days. And if you're not intentionally ruling your day, managing your time effectively, strategically, to gain the maximum amount of, produce the maximum amount of results, other people are going to do it for you, and they'll be glad to do it. If you are, let's just say, for example, because we have a diverse group here, let's say you are a solopreneur working from home. Well, you're like, cool, I'm my own boss. Yes, you are. But you have a lot of things going on that will try to rob you of your time. And because you don't have a boss, per se, looking over your shoulder and making sure you're doing your work, it can become very easy to get distracted with different things online, phone calls, people knocking on the door, people not understanding. Just because you work from home doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want anytime you want. You know, there are some rules that need to be established. So if you found yourself maybe in the workplace, maybe you don't work from home, maybe you have an office or whatever the case may be. Same can hold true with coworkers and all the different tasks and emails that can come throwing at you. It can become very easy to lose focus of what your primary tasks are that are going to produce the maximum amount of results, and you end up being ruled by the day and the tasks at hand. So in order to effectively rule your day, you have to know when to say no. But first and foremost, there's a mindset shift that has to happen, because I get it. I understand that chaos of the endless tasks can happen. I get it, as I'm sure you do too, because there's always something to do. There's always an email to respond to, a phone call to return, a task that needs to be completed. There's always going to be something. And when we get caught in this hamster wheel of trying to get it all done, we end up losing probably sleep, right? Because we're working more hours and yet still accomplishing less. And not only does our work suffer and our productivity suffer, but our friendships and our relationships can suffer. Our families can suffer because we're spending all of our time working, trying to get our business flourishing. And it's been insane to me because I got caught up in that whirlwind. There was definitely a time where I got caught up, you know, all last year even. I'll be honest with you. I got tired of hearing myself say this. People would say, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, things are nonstop. I'm like, man, I'm getting tired of saying that. Something's got to change. And there were certain things that I needed to adjust, so that wasn't the case. All right, so maybe you're in the same boat, maybe you can relate, and maybe you can't, which is totally fine. But I know my first solution as more and more stuff was thrown at me and more stuff was piled on my plate, okay? Multitasking. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can get this done. And you know what? For a guy, I think I did a pretty good job. But at the same time, it still was not 100%. My attention was never 100% on one specific thing, which means quality can go down. And I'll tell you, it got to the point at one point in time, last year, 2 years ago, where I couldn't even think straight. I had a hard time talking because my brain was on overload. I was fried because there was so much pressure, so much responsibility, so many tasks that were just weighing on me. That I had hit overload basically, and I'm like, something's got to change, because stress, less productivity, negative results on family life, financial, everything. This also, something to think about, will hurt your brand reputation. Think about this: if you are not able to manage your time wisely and effectively, let's say that causes you to always be late for meetings, for phone calls, for even social events, you will begin to build that reputation of always being late. We have really good friends, but we have a joke that they're on their, and we use their last name, their own time. And because, oh, okay, they said they're going to be at 3, they'll be here probably around 4:30. And I'm telling you, it almost to the T, man, they're an hour and a half late no matter where they're going. And I love them to death. But they've built that reputation, right? So I know if they're saying, this time, I got another hour and a half, cool. That's not quite the way we want to build a brand. And so if you're not ruling your day, it will affect your brand and how people view you. So be careful at that. There are a lot of negative things that can happen when you are not managing and ruling your time effectively. And I also want to stress that, you know, money comes and goes. No doubt about it. Money comes and goes. But time just goes. We never get it back. And that is why time is so valuable, so precious. Something that really hit home with me is some of you may know the song, The Cat in the Cradle. There's a version. You can look it up on YouTube. Don't do it right now. But after this call, I recommend you go to YouTube. Type in Ricky Skaggs, I believe, Cat in the Cradle, and try to find his official music video. Now, it's an old school video, okay? it's old school, all right? But the message is still there. And it's, you know, it's about a dad who really neglects his son because of work. And the son ends up growing up to be just like him and doesn't have time for his dad once the dad retires and wants to spend time with the son. And it's a very sad but still scary reality of what happens to so many families because we're so focused and so driven to get our business going where we lose touch with reality in other areas of our life. And ultimately, that's not ruling our realm then. That's only partial ruling. And so we have to be able to manage our time wisely, okay? So I hope all of this makes sense so far. Now, why am I qualified to talk to you about this? Let me tell you that, and then we're going to get into some strategies for you that you can implement to start ruling your day, all right? So why am I even talking about this? I chose this topic to be the first call for the Team Reclaim calls because I thought this is really where it starts. I'm very, very excited about our next call next week about sowing and reaping because I'm going to bust the chains off of some really funky doctrines out there. But for today, I'm like, you know, it starts here, because ultimately we want to rule our realm. But we cannot rule the realm unless we take back what's ours. And for some of us, at time. We need to reclaim our time, reclaim our days, in order then to be able to grow and expand our territory and influence more people for the good, all right? So I've learned a lot of this the hard way, and I'm going to be honest with you. I really have. I quit my job. I jumped into starting my own business, what was that, probably 7-8 years ago, and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know a thing about business. And I definitely paid a price because of that. But I'm just going to probably back up to the last few years, even though technically it's probably like this last 7, 8, 9. Here I have a family. I have 4 kids, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, ages ranging between 1 and 10. So my family is a little bit larger family than most. They keep me on my toes, right? I'm also involved in ministry. I've been a preacher for I don't even know how many years. So that involves preaching. That involves counseling and meeting with people, right? I also run iBoost, which is a social brand agency. So I'm dealing with clients. I'm running that. Plus, for most of you that are on this call, you know maybe through Rule Your Realm. So I'm also managing all of the Rule Your Realm stuff as well. Not to mention other side projects I've had that I've kind of had to eliminate due to this. So when over the past year, when I say my life is nonstop, I'm not joking. It really is nonstop. But I started to realize, look, there's certain areas in my life that are lacking, that are not flourishing, that are not producing a lot of fruit, because my time is not going to these other areas in my life. I am being ruled in certain areas. I'm allowing other people to dictate how I spend my time when my time is valuable, all right, which is a whole other lesson right there. And we'll get into the whole sowing and reaping part next week as far as where you're sowing your time and all that kind of stuff. But so when I say my life is nonstop, I'm serious. So when the whole ruling your realm concept, when I started really chewing on that, And moving forward in that, I'm like, you know, things have to change. So I'm going to kind of give you a layout of what I have personally done, and you can take and apply the things that you feel are necessary, that are relevant to you, and those that you don't feel is necessary, you can throw it out. So it's all good. All right. So the first thing is ultimately it comes down to prioritizing. You have to be able to prioritize your day, but not just your day, but ultimately your weeks, months, because when you compile all those, it leads into weeks and months and years. So you should have, and I'm not going to make this all about goal setting, but really you should have long-term and short-term goals. So that consists of a couple different things. One could be, for example, maybe you have long-term business goals, which you should. You should have long-term family goals. You should have long-term finance goals. Maybe certain debt you want to pay off. Maybe there is you want to raise a certain amount of money into savings. Maybe you want to save enough money to take a trip. I don't know, whatever that is, but you should have financial goals. You should have the family goals. Maybe it's to be able to take your family on vacation. Maybe it's to spend more quality time with your spouse. Maybe it's more quality time with your kids. Maybe it's even just friends. But you need to set goals, because if you don't have goals, you're not going to know where you're going, and you're just going to kind of float through the air with this whatever kind of attitude, and you're not going to rule your realm, because it's done with purpose. You should also, once you really have figured out those three primary goals, you're going to set a fourth set of goals, and that is the skills that you need to really make those other goals happen. And what do I mean by that? I'm a big fan of you need to have skills, okay? Skill sets, whether it's business skills, maybe it's people skills and how to talk to, whether it's your kids, whether it's your family, your clients, prospects, whatever the case, you need to have skills. And the more skills you have, the more valuable you become, because you're able to offer more value to others. It's kind of like why a brain surgeon makes more money than the regular family doctor because they have acquired a certain skill set where they can charge more. So you need to have skills. Depending on what those goals are, you need to maybe acquire the certain skills to make those goals happen. Okay, so some of the skills we're talking about tonight is how to manage your time, which is so very important, all right? So this is where we're going. So as far as the long terms go, I would recommend really getting a list and writing those down, okay? Like I said, they could be a lot of different things. But then what I want you to do is once you get that down, I want you to, you know, come up with three or four different categories. There are ways of going about this. Think about the three or four primary areas in your life that mean the most to you. So for some of you, it's going to be work. I get it. For some of you, it is going to be family. For some of you, it's going to be social gatherings. Others, it's going to be more spiritual, maybe your relationship with God. So whatever the case may be, I want you to get a good old-fashioned paper calendar, okay? They still make them, believe it or not. So get it, and then depending on how many categories, let's say we came up with three or four categories, I want you to get three or four different colored markers. So again, we're walking with purpose here. We're going to make things happen and not just wait for them to happen whenever, whatever, you know. So for example, let's say I have some goals of I want to be able to teach my kids how to be financially responsible. Let's just say that's one of my goals, right, which is not going to happen overnight. So it's more of a long-term goal. So what I would do is, okay, how am I going to do that? I'm going to have to come up with some creative ways in order to strategically and creatively teach them how to wisely manage money, okay? So what I need to do, that's not going to happen on accident. That's not going to happen sitting them in front of the TV watching some stupid movie. It's going to happen with me putting the effort in and the time in to make that happen. So I'm going to color code these four, three different categories I've come up with. So, for example, let's say we go blue would be maybe your spiritual life. So I want to grow spiritually, spend time reading the Bible, spend time with God. That's great. So let's say we just, for example, make that blue. Maybe I want to improve my marriage, which me personally, I definitely did and still do. So let's say that's orange. What will make that the orange category? And then with my long-term goal of my kids, let's make that green. So that works. And then we're probably forgetting one. We'll make yellow, one of the highlighter yellows work. So that's four categories, right? So now what I need to do is I'm looking at my day, looking at my week on the calendar, on this paper calendar, and this is me personally. I like to start there. And that is I will now start planning out my day. So I know, okay, I need this many hours to devote to work in a work day. Depending on what your business model is, you might have more flexibility. For a lot of us, we have to work when our customers are up and open. I know a lot of us are also night owls. So, you know, we got to figure out what's working and what's not. But now I can now strategically go through my calendar and mark certain things. Okay, at let's say 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., whatever you decide, that's when my cutoff time is for work. I'm not working after that. I'm drawing a line, setting a boundary. So then after that, let's say after dinner, between, let's just say, 6 and 7, I'm going to make sure I devote that time to my kids. And we're going to play games that are relevant to the skills that I want to teach them about how to be financially responsible. Okay? Does that make sense so far? So that is something that you're going to start doing. So I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to devote to doing that twice a week, three times a week, maybe on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. I mean, this is just an example. So now I'm putting it in the calendar, and I'm devoting or I'm committing to living by what I'm doing. Now, I get emergencies happen. I get surprises happen. Things come up. I get it. But this is a start, okay? and as things happen, then you can adjust appropriately. But you start. This is being strategic. This is being driven. This is walking with some purpose. So I'm hoping this makes sense so far. So, okay, a certain time in the day. Let's actually start in the morning now. So we chose what blue to be spiritual. I'm growing in God's time. So I'm going to make that first thing in the morning. Boom. Okay, so between this time and this time is blue. Nothing's interrupting my blue time, okay? And then maybe starting at 8 or 9. That's now my work time. I start. So we make that, what do we say, yellow, right? The yellow, boom. So you'll have a colorful calendar by the end of it all. But now you can start testing. I'm not saying you're going to get this right off the bat. I don't expect you to. But what I am saying is you have to start somewhere. Because if you don't start somewhere, you're going to mess up. You know what I mean? So start with that and then adjust appropriately. Because if you don't do that, then you're going to be guessing. And we don't want to guess, okay? We're trying to stay away from the guessing game. So don't do the guessing thing. Get a calendar. Now, me personally, once I get this part figured out, then, because I don't live on a paper calendar. I don't have a day planner and things like that. I'm all the digital guy, right? So I'm using my iPhone, my iPad, my computer, which all sync up. So no matter what device I'm on, my calendar, my alerts, my schedules are all synced up, and I know what's going on. Okay, so there's a couple apps that I also want to show you and tell you about. But once you have it on paper, because now I can, you know, it's just for me, it's easier. Then I'll convert it over to my computer, which then syncs up to my other devices, and now I'm good to go. Right? So now because I'm already living by whatever my iPhone tells me, I can now have a little more idea of what my day is like because it's color-coded. Now, the awesome thing I love about, and I'm sure it's like this with all smartphones, but, you know, with my iPhone, I like it, is I have the different alerts. I can be alerted, whether it's 15 minutes, an hour, a day before a certain event, which now gives me certain prep time for whatever might be coming along. This is all the start and the beginning to really ruling your day. And again, for those of you that's just joining, feel free, ask any questions in the question box there. We are talking about reclaiming your day so you can rule your day and ultimately then rule your life. So there's a couple apps that I really like that kind of compile everything into one spot. For those of you that are iPhone users, and if you're a Droid user, BlackBerry user, hopefully these apps are available to you. I'm sorry I didn't take the time to look. but one is called Mobile Day. This I really like because not only does it keep my calendar, and if I want my email and my Facebook calendar as well, all in one spot. So all I do is click on this, boom, it's there. But it also allows me, if I have a meeting with somebody, it allows me to, from this app, directly send them an email, a text, get directions. If it's a conference call, I can click a button, it'll automatically call the conference number, including the little dialing code that you need to enter in. So it saves me a lot of time, a lot of hassle, a lot of trying to figure out where's what and who and when and all that kind of stuff. Keeps it all in one place. A similar app is CUE, which does basically the same thing. For some reason, for me, it's a little slower, so I think I'm sticking with the Mobile Day. You know, and I use Siri and all that for reminders and all that kind of stuff. So this is all really important to keep you on track. Now, when it comes to, let's break it down to more of the short-term goals. And when I say short-term goals, I'm talking about maybe certain tasks, certain projects that you have going on. And this is probably a little more business related, but at the same time, it's really not because it's relevant for, you know, projects you have going on at your house with your family, financial projects, whatever. But I'm going to probably put this more in business terms. So let's say I have multiple projects. And with my iBoost company, obviously I do. We're doing websites, we're doing social media management, we're doing all these different things. So I need to be able to stay on top of it all. Now, I need to stay on top of it all without it consuming my life because I have these other areas of life, right? Now, this is where the drama can start happening for many of us. This is where stress starts setting in. This is where when we start getting bombarded with all the tasks, with all the emails, with all the projects, with all the clients, with all the different things that you're dealing with every day. Not to mention when something goes bad and you have to, you know, be the disaster recovery person, you know, it just can add a lot of stress to you. So we don't want that, right? So now it's time to really lay out our short-term goals. So, for example, let's say I have a website that I'm working on that needs to be done by the end of the month. Okay, what is it going to take for me to complete this job? What are the tasks at hand? Now, here's what I want you to do, and I love this. So you should not be doing everything in your business. If you're doing everything in your business, chances are you're doing something wrong, and chances are you are actually robbing yourself of money and time, because if you're doing everything, you're going to wear yourself out and you're not focused. There's going to be times where you're robbing yourself of really focusing on the profit-making tasks, and you're doing more of they're important, but more mindless tasks. You know what I mean? So we don't want that. So here's an idea for you. So let's say, and I recommend doing this the night before, not necessarily the morning of, but start with, okay, what are my top three projects or tasks, let's say, that I need to get done today? Or, I mean, depending on your work model, again, maybe it's by this week, but I want you to break it down to the three primary projects or tasks that you need to do to really bring in the money so you can put dinner on the table, okay? So once you get clear about what those three things are, let's say the three projects that I know that need to get done let's say it's complete this website. Maybe it is, okay, I need to finish that proposal so I can bring on that new customer client. And maybe the third is, I don't know, what is it? Let's say it's some kind of app development. I don't know. I'm just taking a guess here. So now these are three important things that I know are not going to get done today, but yet need to get done by the end of the month. So let's say here. So I'm starting my day, or I'm preparing for the day before during my scheduled time to do this. So I list those three projects out. Now, I take those three projects and break them up into three different columns. So for project one, what are the five big things that I can do to move this project forward? Now, if I'm doing it wrong, this is what I would do for project number one, let's say the website. I would be doing everything myself. I would be, and I'm not a web designer, okay? But yet, there's money to be made in web design, and somehow I got involved in this, so I need to finish, I need to complete this thing, right? So I'd be trying to learn code. I'd be getting frustrated with graphics because I'm not a graphic designer. I don't have the skills to do that. So if I was unwise, I would still be trying to do everything myself and probably presenting a pretty mediocre website to somebody, which is a real bummer, right? We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that at all, because that's going to make us look bad and build a bad brand. So what I need to figure out is, what are the five primary things that I need to move this project forward? Now, in the beginning for me, real life, I said, okay, suddenly I'm getting all these website jobs and I'm not really advertising to do web design, but okay, I need to get ready. I need to hire some people that know, that have the skill sets, because one, I don't want to learn all that web design. I don't want to learn HTML, PHP, all that JavaScript. I don't want to learn it. But I'll hire someone who does know it, okay? So I hired a team of people that could take over that. So now think of the amount of hours that goes into building a web design or a website. I just cut all those hours immensely, because now all I have to do is oversee it. So instead of spending 8 hours a day trying to get this thing done, all I have to do is maybe an hour is taken out of my day, making sure the site's moving forward, talking with the client, making sure we're going in the right direction, handing out the tasks to the team, and boom. See, so that just cut a whole bunch of time and now allows me the freedom to focus on the profit-making tasks, which in this case might be talking with so-and-so, that prospect, that needs to get blah, blah, blah done. Or see what I'm saying? So it's one of those things. So for project two, I would do the exact same thing. So, okay, now I know I need to be able to get this proposal out. If I am cloudy-minded and not in the right, not in the productive mindset, and I'm stressed out and I'm worn out and I just want to sleep, what are the odds of me messing up that proposal and presenting it wrong? I say the percentage goes up quite a bit, because I'm not focused on it. I'm not thinking about, okay, well, competitors are probably going to be quoting this, and what can I do to one-up that? And all that. I'm just going to try to throw something out and hope it works. So, see, that can hurt you. So you need to go at it fully clear thinking. You're not going to do it if you're all worn out, stressed out, and everything, okay? The third one was app development. So again, I'm not going to try to learn all that myself. If this is the business model that I am in, then I am going to find the right people that can do it and get the job done. All right. So I don't want to keep repeating myself, but that's what you need to do. Now, it does lead to the second part of more of the short-term goal. And that is, who are the people that I need to reach out to today? So you need to have a list as well. Who are the people that I need to reach out today, or if you're planning the day ahead, you know, tomorrow. And this is where you want to list the people that you need to reach out to, whether it's to complete a job, whether it's maybe getting a referral, whatever your business model looks like and you need to meet somebody. Who are the people? Who are the connections that you need to meet? And how and what are the strategic steps you need to make that connection happen? All right? So you have to think these things through. Not, you know, it's amazing. Absolutely. And I'll tell on myself, I had this mentality years ago, but I had this mentality of, well, it's kind of like, let's just pretend I am this awesome singer and music artist, which, let me tell you, I am not. But let's say I am. And let's say I practice every day, man, and I'm awesome. But I don't go out to try to get the exposure my brand needs. I sit in a room and say, well, one day I'll be famous. One day my music will be out there. And I sit in a room all day. I'm going to be sitting there for years because no music producer or record label is going to be coming knocking on my door. I need to know, who do I need to strategically engage to get my music in the right hands, to get the right kind of exposure, to get that record label. See what I'm saying? So the same thing, apply that to your business. Is what are the strategic steps? Who do I need to connect with to propel my business farther? And not to mention, I mean, usually those relationships turn into friendships, which is awesome. Now, a third set of lists is, you need to also list, who are the people you're waiting on? Who are the people that you are waiting on them to move your project forward? You need to have a list. Don't just rely on your memory, because if you're in the place where you're stressed out, it's too easy for things to mess with you. You know what I mean? It's not good. It's not good at all. And so it's one of those things where there's this mindset, and I hate the mindset. It's one of those things where you just don't want to fall into the mindset of, well, whatever, that's the worst, place to be, is when you're just kind of waiting to make things happen, to move forward. Don't do it. All right. Don't do it at all. Don't do it. You're going to save yourself a lot of time stress if you don't do it. So you got to break that mold or that mindset of, well, one day, and say, what are the steps and strategic steps that I need to make it happen? So that is the mentality of ruling your realm, is what are the steps I need to do to make it happen? Otherwise, you're going to be very disappointed, okay? So I'll get off my soapbox there. But don't make the same mistake. Please don't make the same mistake that so many people make, okay? I don't want you to make that same mistake. Okay, so moving on, priorities. So again, the main things that you need to complete today. So outside of those three projects that you're doing, what are the three priorities, the profit-making tasks? Is it following up with someone? Is it doing some kind of exposure strategy that you will do? And that could be a blog post. It could be a video. It could be getting on the radio. I mean, it could be doing a teleseminar like we're doing right now. I mean, there's a lot of different things. But what are the three primary priority tasks that you need to do that very day? So write those down, okay? If you don't do that, again, you're going to just accept whatever happens. Have you ever had one of those days where you're like, well, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do today. I don't know. And then you start, you go with the flow. You get on Twitter, you get on Facebook, you respond to some emails. This person needs help with that. So then you start helping with that. And then something else comes along and you start helping with the other thing. And so you never are walking throughout your day with real purpose. You're just kind of like, well, whatever. That's not how to run a business. Okay, I'm telling you, don't do it because you will waste a lot of time. I had to get away from a mastermind group that I was a part of years ago because all they did was waste my time. And I was in a totally different business model. I was doing something totally different. But it got old because I'm like, none of you guys are going anywhere. And we're talking for hours a day, and none of you guys are going anywhere. I'm out. And so, you know, part of ruling your day is learning to say no to people. Ruling your day is learning to say, no, I'm not doing that. I am protecting my time. You're going to have to wait. Okay? So there's going to be times where you need to set those boundaries. So I hope that's making sense so far. So once you break down those and make a list of that, then you can input that into your to-do list. And there are a bunch of different ways to come up with your to-do list. There's plenty of apps for your tablets and phones and computers, or you can use a good old-fashioned pen and paper. There's another strategy, and if you've never read the book, it's definitely worth it, or at least YouTube it or something to get the basic idea. But it's getting things done. By who? What was it? David Allen, I believe, where it's you might have heard the GTD, project management apps that are out there, and it's getting things done. That is a very cool way of keeping yourself organized. It's not meant for everybody, but it's definitely something to look into, as well as there's a ton of different ways of really managing your time. But the cool part is once you figure out the proper system, the proper app, the proper process that you're going to use to really manage your time, then you can, you know, start your day, have whatever, what was it, blue, green, I forgot the color we did for the first thing we do. But then you can look at your app and say, okay, look, I need to send this email out to so-and-so, I need to respond to this, I need to make sure this happens, I need to talk to my team, and boom, all right, now all of my primary tasks are done, now I have free time. Where do I use that free time? And then you can use it where you see fit. You know, yesterday is a perfect example of this because I'm really focusing on ruling my day in every area. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm missing out. It's been such a blessing to work from home all these years because I've been able to not miss things that I would have missed if I had the normal, typical 9-to-5 job somewhere else with my kids and watching them grow up. But at the same time, like, you know, there's still too much of my time being sucked away, and I want to be able to spend time with my kids a little more. I want to create good memories. Again, all part of being part of Team Reclaim is making good memories. I don't want my kids to remember me, oh, yeah, Dad was always in his office. I don't want to have the memories of always being in my office. You know, it's as much as I like my office, it's one of those things where there's more to life than that. And so yesterday I had to go to a client's office and get a couple things done for them real quick. So I needed to, doing a lot of changes for the new year for them. And I called the wife, and I'm like, okay, hey, you know, let's bring the kids out to this school because they're on Christmas break or whatever break they're on right now. And we went to the school because it was empty, and we got to play soccer and basketball and football and all these things. And really, I mean, it only took an hour out of my day. But I'll tell you, it was the highlight of the day because I was able to do something I normally don't do, and it was just fun. And it did not take away from my productivity at work. And so really, I'm like, this is what it's about, managing and ruling your day, because, again, ultimately how you're spending your days is how you are going to spend your life. So be careful, okay? Real quick, a couple tools as far as what I use personally. Again, this is just me personally, to keep track of my to-do list and tasks is, again, okay, I'm a Mac guy, so I do use the Reminders app, which is a default app that comes with the iOS and OS system. I really like that because I can be in the car and I can be hands-free and talk to Siri and say, I need to set this and remind me here and all that. I love that. I also use an app called Clear, and it's a very, very simple app where I can prioritize what tasks I need to be doing. It's a pretty cool, very simple app, but I use it, and it works very well for me. Now, that's for my tasks. That's not necessarily for the bigger projects at hand. So I want to give you a quick little rundown of what I personally use to manage the major projects, and then you can decide what works for you. So I will say too, for those of you that are a part of anything Rule Your Realm, whether it's the Rule Your Realm University, there is a resource page there that has a lot of the links to those resources. But as far as time tracking, project management, and things like that, personally, okay, to manage my team. Once I hired my team, before I hired my team, I knew there was going to come a time where I needed a team. And so because I didn't want to waste time, just finding a team was hard enough, I wanted to have a good project management system in place that we could collaborate on, that I could hand out tasks, that I could upload files, and for me, keep track of everything, because I know me, and I hate trying to keep track of all the different emails. That's not my strength. And because that's not my strength, and I know that's not my strength, I'm going to find a system that does it for me. So, because that's just a smart thing to do. So, me personally, there are a ton of project management systems out there, from Rule FM to Asana to Flow. There's a ton. There really is a ton. I do have a resource on the handout. But anyway, I personally went with Salesforce Chatter. Which is relatively inexpensive. Chatter itself is free. I also wanted the whole CRM part where I can keep track of clients and all that kind of stuff. But what was really cool is I'm able to use Chatter to collaborate with my team and keep track of all of my stuff. So if you do have a couple people or more than a couple people, look into Chatter. It might be a good thing for you. I'm going to take a drink of water real quick here. Okay, so I decided to go with Chatter, and because I see business as a system, I said I need to have a system in place that allows me to manage my time better, to keep track of my guys better, to manage the projects better, and make sure everything gets done on time. And so that's what I did. I ended up going with Chatter. There are plenty of other people that go with others. I'm not saying Chatter is all that, but it works for me, and so I'm happy with that. All right, so again, if you have any questions about project management systems, let me know, and again, I can get some resources out there. I did write a blog post at steamfeed.com. It was a while ago, but there is a blog post to all that, so feel free to check that out. All right, so then after you have that system in place, because there's also mobile apps, so on the days where I am not in the office, I can use my iPhone, I can use iPad, and still yet manage all the tasks that need to be managed, all right? So that, again, just to stress the fact, it's a way for me to be able to manage my day strategically where I'm not wasting a bunch of time, okay? Because that just, it gets old really fast. And when you understand how valuable your time is and how fast time goes, you'll almost get kind of a righteous indignation about it, because you want to spend your time wisely because it's so valuable, and you're not going to let people rob it, because there's a lot of I call them vampires, and no, not the ones people are all excited about on TV. I'm talking about the time suckers, the energy suckers, the people and things out there that are constantly screaming for your time and attention. So be careful. What about everything else? Let's talk about this. Hire it out like I did. I hired a team. And so this is where you need to strategically use your time wisely and hire a team of people. Now, some of you might be saying, man, I'm just starting out. How can I afford a team? Well, depending on your stance on this, you can hire inside and outside the U.S. If you're interested in hiring outside the U.S., a great resource to check out is replacemyself.com. Let me actually double check on that just to make sure it's not .net or something like that. I'm pretty sure it's .com. Let me just double check. Replace myself. Yes, it is. Replacemyself.com. Great resource there. Great way to hire 1, 2, 3 people. Very low cost and quality work. So something there. But ultimately, it comes down to finding the right people to do the tasks that you don't need to do, whether it's hiring a virtual assistant, a full-blown team, or maybe it's hiring in-house help. I mean, it just depends on your business model. So, and one last tool that I use, and I'll say this because I really do like this one, is one called Say It and Mail It. And this allows, because, you know, some of you that use the smartphone deal, you know that the voice to text just does not always work. Whether you're sending an email or a text, you have to go back and reread it, make sure everything was actually converted right and spelled right. And if you're driving, that's not good. That's dangerous. So Say It and Mail It allows you to actually create an audio email, which is pretty darn cool. I love that because I'm able to get right on there, do what I need to do, and say it, mail it, boom, I'm done. So I do recommend that. All right, so I don't keep you guys any longer. This has hopefully been helpful for you. So be thinking about now, there's five things that kind of homework for you, all right? So one is set your goals. Figure out what your goals are, because if you don't have goals, you're not going to know where you're going. You got to have those goals set. Number two, prioritize your day. If you're not prioritizing your day and you're living more from that whatever kind of mentality, whatever attitude, you're not going to be ruling your day. People are going to be ruling it for you, and you're going to be disappointed. Okay, so don't do it that way. Third, once you have that system in place, once you have that process and it's mapped out on your calendar, stick with that system. Yes, like I said, there's going to be things that come up that, things just, that you have to deal with, unexpected things. Some of them are great, some of them aren't. And so you'll have to adjust, go with the flow. Sometimes you got to pull with the punches, you know, or, whatever. So be careful with that, but it is one of those things where you need to know what to say yes to, what to say no to. Number four is implement and also rest. So you can effectively rule your day and then rule your realm is you have to implement these things. You have to be able to put them into practice. But then on the day of rest, okay? Give your brain a break because it is no good starting the week or even any day off stressed out, tired, overloaded, overwhelmed, because that will affect your marriage, your relationships with your family, your kids, your friends, coworkers, your team. And I'm telling you, a stressed out person is not a fun person to be around. Number five, once you've done this, go out and rule your day. So I hope you've enjoyed tonight's call. This is all part of reclaiming your time, so now you can rule your time. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. I am more than happy to answer any of your questions via email, phone, Skype. We'll schedule a time to talk. But I'm proud of you guys. Again, welcome to Team Reclaim. Stay tuned for our following call about sowing and reaping, because I'm telling you, this is going to be something you probably have not heard before, and it is so, so relevant to reclaiming your life and ruling your life and the things in it that it's vital, okay? And so many people, they got a jacked up perception of the whole thing. So stay tuned for that. I will be emailing you guys that in the whole information to get on that call. So again, until next time, guys, God bless. Go out, reclaim, rule, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.